96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Mental illness has been in the headlines a lot lately. And lately, mental illness has been linked to violent incidents like last year's Navy Yard shooting or the disappearance of two children in Montgomery County, their mother diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. But not all mental illness involves adults or violence. And nearly 5 million children in the U.S. have some form of mental illness. But as a parent, how do you know? And how and what can you do about it? Well, my guest is the former U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. David Satcher. He is also this year's guest speaker at the annual Rosalind Payne Epps Lecture here at Howard University Hospital. That's happening this Friday. We're going to have more on that in just a few minutes. But first, we want to address this issue. And if you have any questions or comments, we welcome you to, we invite you, that is, to call the phone number at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Dr. Satcher, it is an honor to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you, Harold. I'm delighted to be with you.
Let me first address this overarching issue regarding mental illness and children. Are more children being diagnosed with mental illness? Is that because medicine has become better at doing it, or is there something else happening here?
Well, I think it's probably a combination. Certainly, we're becoming better at the early diagnosis and recognition of children with mental disorders. And one of the things that we talked about in the Surgeon General's report on children and mental health was the fact that we needed to be able to better detect earlier mental disorders in children, because the earlier we detect them, the more effective the intervention. But I want to say that the lecture is about mental health as well as mental illness, because I think when it comes to children, our first concern has to be the normal mental health development of children, and you can't take that for granted.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, because, again, as you said, when you're going to be the guest speaker at the Rosalind Payne Epps Lecture here at Howard University, as we have seen, you know, year after year, there have been some great speakers, some great medical minds here. Can you kind of give me a short synopsis of what you're going to suggest in your speech on Friday?
Yeah, I'd be delighted. First, the topic is promoting and protecting the mental health of children. And I think the task of promoting mental health in children starts very early in utero. The brain develops, you know, maximally develops in those very early months of pregnancy. And for many children, the damage occurs then in terms of nutrition and being exposed to toxins like tobacco smoke and drug abuse. So the first thing we have to do is really promote the healthy development of the brain in utero. And that also requires, of course, good nutrition. And later on, nurturing relationships with parents, primarily the mother, but with both parents, ideally. When there's violence, in the home, it impacts a developing child, even before delivery, but certainly after delivery. So I think I would summarize promoting mental health in children as including healthy pregnancies, including the avoidance of toxins such as tobacco and substance abuse, including good nutrition. Nutrition is really critical and virtually sculpts the development of the brain, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the critical things, and I think if we really focus on those, children have a much better opportunity for developing healthy when it comes to the brain and mentally.
And what about after the birth of a child? How can you promote a healthy mental states in children as the children grow up from infancy through that toddler stage and in the very early years?
Oh, I think it starts with the nurturing relationships. Now, you know, one of the things we've been really concerned about is breastfeeding, because not only is breastfeeding important nutritionally, but it's also important in terms of the nurturing relationship of the mother with the baby. But beyond breastfeeding, it's early communication. We're really pushing more and more for parents to communicate and read and sing to children as early as possible. And for many parents now, that's while they're still developing in utero. Let me just say, Harold, the Satcher Health Leadership Institute at the Morehouse School of Medicine has a very special quality parenting program. We take about 90 to 100 parents a year, and we focus on child development from 0 to 5. And we measure things like how soon do the children start to learn, what about attachment to people, especially child and parents. All of those things are really critical. Quality parenting can overcome a lot of problems, which is why we're so interested in it. We can't immediately change the situation in many of the communities in terms of poverty and violence, but we can do a much better job, I think, of enhancing the development of children very early. And that's what we're working on.
I'm talking to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. David Satcher. We're discussing mental health in children. The phone number is 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Of course, we want to remind you that the annual Rosalind Payne Epps Lecture at Howard University Hospital, it is this Friday at 11 a.m. It is, as always, free of charge. It's at the Howard University Hospital's Towers Auditorium, first floor. You don't want to miss it. We'll talk about this a little bit more after the break. We're also taking your phone calls as we try to dissect this complicated issue of children and mental health. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about children and mental health as well as mental illness. How do you know if your child has a mental illness and what can you do about it? My guest is the former U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. David Satcher. He is also this year's guest speaker at the annual Rosalind Payne Epps Lecture at Howard University Hospital. That is this Friday at 11 a.m. on the first floor of the Towers Auditorium. It is free. Please do not miss this opportunity to hear this great man and this great topic. Let me ask yet another question about this. Outside of the health issue, when you were talking specifically about mental illness, what kinds of things do you believe contribute to mental illness? We have seen over the many years some very horrific and high-profile cases of children who have been affected by mental illness, and of course it has resulted in the deaths of many people. You can talk about the Columbine incident or the Adam Lanza Sandy Hook shooting. All of these involved, you know, very young people. Your thoughts about that, Dr. Satcher?
Well, I think first we have to acknowledge that some people are born with a genetic predisposition for mental disorders, just as they are with a genetic predisposition for diabetes or cardiovascular disease. So some people are at greater risk for mental illness than other people. But the environment is also important, and I mentioned earlier the importance of healthy pregnancies. Because if one is born with a genetic predisposition, then obviously the more unhealthy the early life experience is, the the greater the risk of actually experiencing that mental disorder. So in that sense, it's similar to other health problems in terms of your genetic predisposition, which does not mean you have to be mentally ill, but you're more likely to be mentally ill than someone else. And I think when that's true, the issue becomes, how early can we recognize the mental illness, and how early can we intervene? Because the earlier we recognize it and the earlier we intervene with, quote, treatment, the more likely the child and the adult will be able to function normally.
Let me go to the phone lines. Kelly calling from Washington, D.C. Kelly, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in to say that I agree with what the speaker is saying about the early disposition from the time you become pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But there are genetics that children inherit mental disabilities from their parents or their grandparents or so on and so forth. And I am one of those people. I was diagnosed being mentally ill at the age of 7. By God's grace, if I see September 29th, I'll be 50. I fell through the cracks of society. Back in the day when I was diagnosed, you needed two parents to sign for treatment. My mother was willing, my father wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
The people that were supposed to protect me, they took me away and returned me back into the same home where I was being abused at myself. I have given birth to 4 children. And because of the trauma I suffered as a child and the fact that I am a mentally health patient, the state decided to remove all of my children from me but one because of that issue. Now, to this day, I've never abused, neglected, beaten, or did anything wrong to any of my children.
And Kelly, let me interrupt you before I go to the break and just say that in the beginning of this program, I did emphasize the point that not all mental illness, whether it involves children or adults, has to do with violence. And yet, certainly, mental health as well as mental illness still remains a very, very big concern, particularly for parents who are concerned about the disposition, the healthy disposition of their children. So, Kelly, thank you so much for your phone call. Need to take a break. When we come back, more of the conversation with former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. David Satcher. So if you are on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with us.